Good morning. Thank you for calling Archstyle Fiber. My name is Farmi. May I ask who I have the pleasure to speak with?
Hi, good morning. Yeah, my name is Jim Benton. My wife, Diana Benton, called in to set up an appointment to have Archtop come and install the cable to our
Services?
house. And
Mm-hmm.
my question is there someone that's technical that I can ask a couple questions? And also, do you know
Yes,
the
let me bring. Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me bring up the account. You said the account is under your wife's name, Diane?
Diana, yes, Diana Benton.
Diana.
And you can add my name to it too.
Okay, let me take a look. Can you verify for me the addresses of service?
148 Barclay Lane, Saugerties, New York, 12477.
Thank you. And what is the email address that we have on file?
DIJB 148 at yahoo.com.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for verifying that information. Let me take a look. All right, so it does look like there's an appointment scheduled for November 30th
Yes,
at
yeah.
10 a.m.
Yes.
Okay, so let me see. I might be
Now it.
able to ask any questions, or let me take a look. Do you're also doing phone transferring? You're also doing the phone?
Well, yes. That's one of the questions I wanted to ask. Is this all one cable or is it two cables?
So the fiber bring one cable from the street to your and connect your in the house, and then they set the phone jack, they set it off for you for so your phone can transfer over to Archstab. So they will set all of that up.
Is that through the phone jack that's there, you're saying? Or is it
Yes, they
well, right now we have a Verizon box on this house. Is that same box going to be used, or are they going to have their own box that installed?
We provide all the equipment for the installation. We provide you with an ONT and the router. The ONT gives the signal to the router, and
Yeah.
the router then gives you the internet. So we provide all of that.
But it
If
is wires coming into the
you already
house, correct?
I'm sorry, sir.
You have a cable coming from the pole into the house, into the outside of the house. Then it would come down and probably into your box, I'm assuming.
Yes.
And then it goes, it's going to go into our house to go across where we would want it in from the basement.
Correct. Yes. And then in the end, if you so do you have your main router in the basement or in the main house?
I have our routers in a bedroom in the house. So what I'd have to do is have them go through. It's hard to explain because I've a garage that would have to be that's on the side of the pole. The garage side of the pole is our garage. So you'd have to come in. They'd have to come in and then down through either where the cable for the phone is, or I have another suggestion for them because we have aluminum siding. I'd have to explain it to the guy when he comes. Is someone coming beforehand to check this out before they actually do the install?
Yes, that was going to be my new my I was going to give you that information as well.
Yeah,
A day.
that's what I need is hold on, let me get a pen. Yeah, I have to know when they're going to come before this installation so I can explain. I used to work for Cablevision, and so I kind of have some ideas of how to get through to our basement from the garage side because you...
Yeah.
Okay.
No worries. So a day or so before the actual installation, Arstat Fiber is going to be in your property doing the outside part of the installation.
Okay,
could contact
so
they, you.
Yeah, on the ones that come to the outside, they won't know about going inside or anything like that. Because is there going to be two different groups of installers that I deal with?
So our construction crew, I believe the same tech that's going for your installation appointment might not be the one doing the outside. I will have to double check for you.
Okay. I'll have to show the whoever comes.
Mm-hmm.
There's two different ways to get into the garage through the wall out there. So I'd have to show them and see what they think.
Yeah, so I believe the first part is where is, you know, if for the first installer, the outside part of the installation, you don't need to be there. But if you would like to explain this to them, if you want to be there, I'm going to put notes on the account so they can.
Yes, I want to be there.
You're going to be there.
I'd be there for both installations, yes.
Perfect. So that way, the first installation, once they do the first installation, our tech that comes in on the 30th to finish, they will follow whatever was done outside.
Okay.
But if it will be great if you're there to let them know the best way because you know your house and your property
best. I'll definitely be there this Saturday. I have to know what day they're coming for the outside so I can... show them what we have and how they could get in.
Yes, I would definitely. I'm going to put it in the note and I'm also going to escalate it in our chat message so they can know, get in contact with you before so you can make arrangements to be there for the outside part of the installation as well.
Oh, so you don't know what day they'll be here for the outside.
No, because they usually do it a day or so before the actual installation day. Let me see what day is. You say it's a Saturday?
Yes.
So most likely that Thursday or Friday, that's when they'll be doing the outside part of the installation.
It'd be Thursday or Friday.
Or Friday, yes.
Thursday's Thanksgiving.
It is. You know, we're not here Thursday, so most likely it's going to be Friday. But I will confirm. I'm going to actually
send an
email about this. Reply to me and to see if they can give me more accurate information on when they're going to be doing the outside so I can give you better information.
So you're going to send us the email?
I'm going to send an email to the construction crew, the technicians, and then when they reply to me, I'll be able to reach out to you and let you know, are they planning to be there for the outside part on this day?
Okay. You have our email address, and also you could also call. I can give you our phone number here, and you can call that. Just let us know.
Yes, I have a phone number on the on file that ends in 2776, but I can also, you're calling me from another number. Is that another number that we can also reach?
Yes, I'd rather you call our home phone number. It's 845-246-6504.
Okay, perfect. I'm just going to double check. It's 845-246-6504.
Correct.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. Hold on. Oh, after they do this hookup, will there be somebody here to help us get online? Do we have to have the codes for each item that we have, like our TV? that comes off the modem. Our TV comes off the modem.
Mm-hmm.
We have a desktop, two desktop computers, a cell phone, and game, and two game and Nook things. Do all those have to be set up on that?
Yes, so once they complete the installation inside and they hook you up with all the equipment, you can ask the tech. Well, the tech will give you the new password for your Wi-Fi,
right,
and will tell you the name of the network. But
they won't do it.
If you also if you need assistance connecting your devices to the internet, as the technician, he'll be able to help you connect each device to the new network.
So they would be able to help us then.
Yes.
Connect them. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I guess that's all I have now. Well, I'll wait for your call to let me know when they're coming for the outside hookup.
Perfect. Yes. Yes. I'm going to send escalate this information right. I have something hopefully by the end of today. I would definitely send that information.
Okay,
I'm sorry, call you and give you that information.
Good. Very good.
Okay.
And you can also text message it to her, or either that or send us an email on it also would help.
Text or email is okay. Okay. Does the house phone get voicemail?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Is it okay to leave a voicemail also if we don't reach your?
Yes. But we'll be here. Okay. But our phone is kind of set up that because we get so many prank calls and that we have a lot of calls coming in every day that we don't accept in. So when you call, will it say?
It should say Archstar Fiber.
It will. Okay.
Or is it? It is an 855 area code that will come up.
Code. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then I'll just wait for it then. Okay. Yeah. You can.
Okay.
Just call us and then send me. Also send us an email on it.
Perfect. All right, Mr. Benton. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Nope, that's all.
Oh, great. Thank you so much for calling us at Fiverr. I look forward to speaking with you once I have that information. You both have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.